You are listening to Confessions of a Counselor podcast with Janice, mental health in bite-sized chunks. Hi, everyone, and welcome back to Confessions of a Counselor. I'm your host, Janice, and in today's episode, I thought we would talk about New Year's resolutions. So it's a new year and a new season, and I think oftentimes that comes with the thought and the belief that we have to do something different, we have to change. And I thought we could spend the episode talking about how we can make these transitions feel like our own. Okay, so let's jump right in. So I think that this is a really interesting topic in that it often comes with so many expectations, right? So the new year rolls around and we start seeing posts about new year, new me, or we start to see our friends posting about going to the gym again, or everyone's healthy meals start popping up on our Instagram feeds, and it can feel really difficult to not have this innate urge to feel like we have to change. I have to do something different because it's a new year. I have to change something about myself because it's a new year. And I don't think that this is necessarily the best way to move into behavior change. It's not the best way to set ourselves up for success. So when we're talking about change, as we've talked about in so many different episodes over the years, is that we want to go slow and we want to make improvements that we're ready for. So I feel like oftentimes when we set a New Year's resolution, we feel like we have to do it perfectly. And so by the middle of January or February, when we missed a day or it's harder to continue with the established routine, then we just give up on it completely. Versus when we establish that we can go slow, we can introduce things slowly, and we can start to create change that feels manageable and more personable. So one of the things I like to talk about is lifestyle habits and how can we establish these. So sometimes my clients really struggle with perhaps those basic hygiene needs, or setting themselves up with a bedtime, or some of these more routine-based lifestyle changes. And when it comes to New Year's resolutions, these are the ones I tend to focus on. So how do I want to end the year feeling? What are things that I want to have integrated into my routine? So maybe my New Year's resolution is that I'm going to brush my teeth every day, right? Which sounds really small, and perhaps even a little bit ridiculous, in that you might ask yourself, who is not brushing their teeth every day? But this is something that a lot of people struggle with. So let's start there as a New Year's resolution. I'm going to brush my teeth every day. I'm going to wash my face every day, right? Perhaps if I want to integrate more movement into my lifestyle, you know, it's going to be starting small, right? I'd like to move for an extra 5 minutes each day rather than I'm going to go to the gym 7 days a week. So can we shift those New Year's resolutions into daily habits that are easy to pick up if we have a hard day and we're not able to do them, right? So if I don't wash my face today, it's okay for the next day to wash my face again, right? Or if I don't get my extra 5 minutes, it's okay, right? And this kind of starts to move us towards that more establishing routines and things that resonate more for us in New Year's resolutions rather than these grand, big lifestyle changes that feel hard to maintain. Okay, I hope you found that helpful. And until next time, take care. I hope you enjoyed today's episode. Confessions of a Counselor podcast is available anywhere you like to listen to your podcasts, both on Apple and Android. New episodes are released every Friday. If you enjoyed today's episode, please feel free to join the conversation, leave a review, or subscribe to the podcast hosted on Spotify. You can find all these details on JaniceLyons.com. Until next time, take care.